I think it goes about saying that the club was probably disappointed where it ended up last year. But at the same time, you know what I mean? Rick said to me when I first came, he says, you know, you get what you deserve out of life and out of rugby league. And obviously now this year, it's about improving and trying to get the club probably, you know, back up to where it's been, you know, the previous years before last year. But yeah, I mean, like I said, I wasn't there last year, so I don't really want to comment on, you know, how everything went, because, you know, not being a part of it, you know, don't really think I've earned the right to talk about that yet. Like I said, I'm just concentrating on myself and trying to make myself the best I can be and hopefully, you know, try and win a spot in the team, because, you know, it's a good squad. There's a lot of good players, a lot of experience across the board, you know, both in the backs and the forwards, and so it's, you know what I mean, by no means have we got a place guaranteed at all, you know what I mean. I think that's one thing that I definitely know when I turned up, is that, you know, the best players will play, and it doesn't really matter who the best players are, as long as, you know, they're getting a job done on the field.
Is that the sort of thing you need as a player as well, to try and push you to get even better, if you know that you aren't secure and you know that there's constantly somebody on your back looking to take your place?
Yeah, I think it's like any form of life, isn't it, you know. If you know that you're always going to play each week, then sometimes, you know, even though you shouldn't, but you might just sort of, you know, ease your foot off the gas a little bit. And I think, you know, me personally, coming into the squad, I mean, I wouldn't say in my wildest dreams that I've got a spot nailed down at all. It drives you. You've got to work hard in training. You've got to work hard away from the club when you're not there, you know, looking after yourself and what you eat and, you know, how you recover after sessions and games and, you know, even silly things like going to bed at the right time, you know what I mean? It just, like I said, that competitiveness that a strong squad brings to the game, you know, it's very valuable, because injuries do happen and people do lose form, you know, throughout the year, so you need someone to come in and have that sort of next guy up mentality. But yeah, it's good. I mean, competition's great. I mean, in any walk of life, it's always going to bring the best out of you. I don't think, I'm sure the coaching staff and the conditioners and everyone will like the fact that there's competition for places.
And it's a good opportunity as well to get playing in Super League again.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, obviously, been 2 years in the Championship and, you know, it's probably, you know, not what I wanted to do personally. Regards end my career there, and tried our best at Bradford to get back into Super League, and, you know, was unsuccessful, obviously, with a £1 million game, and then obviously last season too. And yeah, it was just the right move for me in the end. I mean, players move around all the time, and this is part of rugby league. You know, I've just been fortunate here that I've managed to, you know, secure a deal with a good club, and hopefully I can repair them by obviously giving it all out there, you know, both on the training pitch and also the pitch, and, you know, hopefully, you know, things will follow from that.
Has it been a tough couple of years at Bradford?
I wouldn't say it's been any tougher than anywhere else, to any other club that have been at, in regards toughness in, you know, things away from rugby or anything like that. Rugby's a tough sport, you know what I mean? Every club you go, it's hard. And yeah, I mean, obviously we wanted to get Bradford where we wanted to get them back, where they should be, you know, in Super League. And we sort of missed out on that goal, but, you know, the club's in good stead there with, you know, the people that they've got and the players on board. So, you know, still be rooting for them next year. Hopefully they can do a job.
And obviously the Giants now, what are you looking to get out of the move? What do you want from your time here?
I'm just trying to improve as a player, you know what I mean? You can never stop getting better in any aspect of your game. You know, as soon as you stop, then, you know, it's probably time to move on and go find a different job. Rick's been, you know, quite vocal with that, about just trying to be the best that you can be, you know, the best version of yourself, and that's what I'll try and do. It's been tough, you know, the tone's been set, you know, the past couple of days training's been hard. Like I said, it's going to be a tough pre-season, as all teams' pre-seasons, and I mean, I don't, you know, I mean, that's all you can really say at the minute. You just sort of take it day by day.
Did Rick say much to you before you moved?
No, not really. I mean, I think he had probably had bigger things on his mind at the time. Obviously, the way things went last year, you know, for the club. But no, I spoke to him after the season finished, and before you know, everyone sort of breaks off and goes on holiday, or you know, takes a few weeks off type thing away from rugby. And we had a good chat. Yeah, seems like a real straight shooter. Just wants guys who are honest, who work hard, you know. And hopefully I can do that for him, you know what I mean? It's, like I said, it's all of this moment in time in pre-season, it's just words and, you know, what people talk, and it's hard because, you know, the next game's so far away, but all you can do is, yeah, just take each day as it comes and just try and get a little bit better every day.